you in the home 6010.
Welcome into the Fantasy Focus CSS DFS podcast. Today's show is presented by Geico. Switch to Geico, see all the ways that you could save. It is Mike Clay and I hanging out here today.
Yes.
Usually Al Zeidenfeld joins us, Mike, all the way from Los Angeles, but Al's not here today.
Yeah, he's like, it's week 15, I'm done. I'm just taking a week off.
Oh, is that what he's... I don't think that's what he's doing, though.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
All right,
so.
What's he doing then?
Well, I think what he's doing is he's still playing Daily Fantasy, but he's doing it in New Orleans, Louisiana for the DraftKings Rainmakers World Championship right now. Al Zeidenfeld has two lineups available for the World Championship for Rainmakers here in week 15. Really pumped for Al. Did you know he could win up to $250,000?
That seems good. And he's on the show to get advice from us, so he should probably share that with us.
Yeah, I think that's right. What it is. Yeah.
No, we're wishing him well. He's obviously a professional. He does this for a living, and he's really good at it, and that's why he's there. So
and
good
that's
luck
why
to
he's
Al.
There. Absolutely. Yeah. This is why we trust Al every single week. Read his Best Buys column this week. Our good friend Kyle Soppy wrote Best Buys for it. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. However, send Al a tweet at Al Zeidenfeld. Say good luck and congratulations on making it there. Hopefully he can bring home some cash for the Fantasy Focus family. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's talk week 14 recap.
Nope,
Mike.
Let's not do that.
Real quick. I beat you very fast. It was a good one. I had a good week. And
you did? You crushed it. I had a down week. Here was my mistake.
You finally had one down week, Mike Clay.
You literally hugged me last week on FF Now because I used two Lions.
Yep.
And you know how well that went for me?
It didn't.
It was like my worst week of the season.
That's it. Yeah, that's Amon
Ra and DeAndre Swift let me down. It was a rough one. And I had Judy too. Late swap and he had three touchdowns. That was like my whole team.
Yeah. I started Jameson Williams, DJ Chark and Justin Jackson and it worked out fine.
It worked out great.
Which was great. So weird.
Nailed it.
Shout out to Brad DeBadger, 212.7 points in our tournament. Holy cow. That was incredible. Join our free league over at DraftKings right now. You can still do it. We still have a league that you can join to play against Mike and I head-to-head. $1,000 in free prizes. Follow at Mike Clay NFL. I am at Daniel Dopp. Mike is up on me 10-4.
10-4, Trucker.
Season.
Yep.
Wait, you calling from a walkie-talkie?
I am. Over and out.
Over and out. All right, let's talk about our week 15 slate. Mike, we're going to talk quarterbacks here. We're going to start there with Jalen Hurts because, of course, you want to start with the Philadelphia Eagles. Why not?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I thought about paying down. We're going to talk about some more other value options here. I know you're going to roll that direction, but I decided the way the lineup worked out, there's enough value at receiver and even tight end that I could pay up for Jalen Hurts this week at 8,200. He is the highest priced quarterback, but he's averaging just a hair under 27 fantasy points per game, 30 or more in three straight, 20 or more in seven straight. We want a high floor in cash. That's what we get from Jalen Hurts. Two or more total touchdowns in nine straight games. Do you know he already matched his carry and his rushing touchdown totals from last season? Still has like a month left to go.
That's
here.
Crazy.
He's already done that damage in. Facing Chicago, the fewest pass attempts faced this season, but the 14th most fantasy points allowed. They have struggled with efficiency, the third highest yards per pass attempt, five quarterback rushing touchdowns at his second most. Obviously, Jalen Hurts delivers in that department. And here's the thing. You might be wondering, why have they faced so little pass attempts? Why are they mid-pack in fantasy points allowed, despite the fact that they haven't played well? It's the quarterbacks they face. They have not faced a single quarterback who's top 10 in fantasy points this season.
Really?
Kirk Cousins, Tua Tagovailoa, Dak Prescott, they're the best quarterbacks they have faced this season. All of them reach 22 fantasy points. So whenever they face like a borderline startable quarterback in fantasy, they have struggled. And Jalen Hurts is by far the best one they face. So he's set up for a big game here. And that price point, and if you just look at the raw point totals allowed, people might not be on him as much as another week. We'll see how it works out, but I think he's worth paying up for.
Yeah, a lot of times trying to find a way to pay down at quarterback just a little bit, but still get value. But Jalen Hurts here, you just laid out all the reasons why we like him. If you want to go with a cheaper option, and a little spoiler alert for my tournament double stack, I'm looking at Mike White, hoping that he plays this week. $5,400 against the Detroit Lions. He is top five in attempts, completions, and passing yards since taking over as the starting quarterback 3 weeks ago. And Mike, he gets the Detroit Lions, who are awful, awful, awful.
Fact.
Awful against the pass. So on this slate, he is the 12th highest priced quarterback. 12th highest priced quarterback in spite of the fact that the Detroit Lions give up more points than any other team in the NFL. I'll tell you what. $5,400. Super cheap price point. All we got to do, we've been talking about this with Stefania all week long. All we got to do is monitor his rib injury, see where he's at as far as how things go. We think he's going to play this week, but really, really great pricing based on this Lions matchup.
Yeah, and the game plan against the Lions right now is throw the ball because they are stopping the run. This is 2 months now. They've been shutting down opposing running back rooms. So you come into that game and you think, we're going to attack the perimeter. We're going to throw the ball. That's their weak spot. And I mean, White, the last 2 weeks, is over 100 pass attempts.
Yep.
He's one touchdown, I believe. Or is it zero passing, one rushing? One,
yeah.
A little very, very fluky. But yeah, he's going to throw it a ton if he's healthy for this game. I'm with you. Yep.
We will probably talk about his pass catchers here a little bit later on, but let's talk about running backs here first, Mike. And you've got Derrick Henry, 8,000. You went from Jalen Hurts at 8,200 to Derrick Henry at running back at 8,000. I can't wait to see the rest of your lineup.
We're going
to
fit him in. Henry, well worth it. He's facing the Chargers, and we always want to pick on the Chargers, right? Mm-hmm. There's just that handful of teams that cannot stop the run that we want to pick on. Sixth most fantasy points to running back, second most over expected. So if you adjust for volume, they're even worse. Second most rushing yards. 5.5 yards per carry allowed. That is worse in the NFL. That is a stat that's perfect for Derrick Henry. We know that he's going to do so much of his damage on the ground. Check this out. The Chargers have allowed at least 125 rushing yards just to running backs in 9 of their last 11 games. Now they're facing one of the highest volume, best running backs in the NFL. Henry got back on track last week. He had a good matchup against Jacksonville. What did he do? 155 yards and a touchdown on 20 touches. He has now at least 20 touches in 4 of his last 5 games. And check this out. Right. One of the things, what do we use pick on Derrick Henry for?
Not catching passes.
Exactly. 5 targets.
That's
last week.
Huge.
Dontrell Hilliard is generally the guy that they'll bring in once in a while to soak up a few targets. He actually had a couple receiving touchdowns this season or big plays. He's out. Right. He's not going to play in this game. So it's Hassan Hoskins is next up on the depth chart. I mean, Henry could see 5 more targets and have 20 carries in this game. So he's set up for a huge game. Great matchup. 8K is the price point. Can he get you 24 fantasy points and pay that off? Of course he can. He might get to 30 in this game. So loving Derrick Henry this week.
I also love Derrick Henry this week. And for me, on the other side of that, I was looking for a running back to maybe if I spent up at running back for Derrick Henry, who could I spend a little less money on? Mm-hmm. For me, that was Isaiah Pacheco.
I love it.
Pacheco, $5,900, taking on the Houston Texans. He has 15 or more touches in 5 straight games. He is being utilized in this offense. Now, Jerick McKinnon is not going anywhere. But guess what? As a part of this, Isaiah Pacheco has sort of taken on at least a little bit of the passing game work over the last couple of weeks, which is what we have been looking at. That unlocks so much in fantasy, Mike Clay. And it's not just about that. It's about this matchup against the Houston Texans, who are worst against 32nd in the league in points scored for fantasy running backs. Like, they're just awful. You just lock him in, sub $6,000. There's so many reasons why I love Isaiah Pacheco this week.
Yeah, Houston's so shorthanded offensively. They're probably not going to be able to score much in this game. It should be a run-heavy game for the Chiefs. It's going to be a ton of Pacheco, who could reach 20 carries in this game. And he also had a season-high 3 targets last week, too. So I'm with you. I mean, $5,900. Totally reasonable price point for what you're going to get out of him in this matchup.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about a couple other running backs that we like as well this week. We got James Conner at $6,900 taking on the Denver Broncos. We got Ramondre Stevenson if he plays at 7K.
Yep.
We got to monitor that one as well. Joe Mixon, $7,200 taking on Tampa. And Latavius Murray, really cheap here, $5,100 taking on the Arizona Cardinals as the Broncos don't have a ton of skill position players, and we'll see Brett Rippon's going to be under center there.
Yeah, he will. They're going to try to run the ball against Arizona. You could run on that defense. No Mike Boone. We thought he would take on a larger role, but he's out. It's Marlon Mack is next on that depth chart. Divino Zigbo perhaps up from the practice squad. It should be the Latavius Murray show, and he has not been great, but he's going to get you 15-plus touches, and he's 5,100, so I like him. And yeah, you're right. Keep an eye on the New England backfield. If Stevenson does not play, Damian Harris, maybe he returns and becomes a value in DFS. If they're both out, then you're looking at guys that are punts, basically, Pierre Strong and, of course, Kevin Harris, so which... You know, good luck picking one of those guys, but they'll be punt options. They're very cheap.
They are great insurance backs for the New England Patriots. We don't really want insurance backs here in Daily Fantasy, but I'll tell you where you do want insurance.
Where? Maybe on your home?
Maybe in your home, maybe in your car. Maybe you want to save some money on your insurance. Of course you'd want to do that, Mike. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, your truck, your motorcycle, boat, RV, even help with your homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more. And Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways that you could save. It's easy. Simply go to Geico.com or contact your local agent today. All right, let's talk some wide receivers here. And now it is time. We are finally talking about the Detroit Lions defense. Elijah Moore. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did talk about it. I brought it up earlier on the show talking about Mike White.
You just black out when you talk about
when
them.
When I say bad things, I don't hear it. That's exactly right. But Elijah Moore, Mike, obviously Garrett Wilson, we love him. And that's a wide receiver that we love in this offense, but $3,600 for Elijah Moore against this Detroit defense.
I would say pretty much the entire Jets offense is a value. You can justify Bam Knight, Mike White, Garrett Wilson, even Corey Davis if he plays. Elijah Moore, assuming Corey Davis doesn't play, but even if he does, he's $3,600. He's the 45th price wide receiver here. And Tyler Conklin as well at tight end. I mean, this whole offense is underpriced, but you look at what Moore has done with Mike White. He had that long touchdown catch in week 12 where he barely played. And then Minnesota had a dud, which scares you a little bit, only 7 yards and 6 targets. But then last week, Corey Davis goes down on the 9th snap of the game. Elijah Moore steps in, plays 82% of the snaps, 10 targets, 6 catches, 60 yards in that game. And again, he's 3,600. So if he repeats anything close to that or finds the end zone, he's going to pay this off big time. And by the way, just to put some numbers on Detroit struggles, no better than third in receiver receptions, receiving yards, fantasy points allowed, almost 68 fantasy points scored by Minnesota's wide receivers last week. The receivers on both sides were crushing it last week.
Yeah.
And also, one more nugget. Since Moore's come back, he was kind of in the doghouse. He essentially suspended himself for a week.
Yep.
Comes back. Since that point, he's been in the slot 62% of the time. The Lions have allowed the most fantasy points to the slot this season. So I'm not as strong on Moore if Corey Davis does play, which is possible. I think it's unlikely coming off a concussion. Most seems guys have way. Missed a game.
Yep.
But if Davis is out, I mean, at 3,600, lock him in. Yeah. In cash.
It's such an easy free space where there's the volume should be there, the matchup should be there, and if he doesn't hit at 3,600, it's not going to crush you like a $6,000 player.
You got it.
All right, I want to talk about, speaking of $6,000 players, Keenan Allen, $6,800, like taking on the Tennessee Titans here. Here's the thing about Keenan Allen: 14 targets in back-to-back games. He is looking fantastic. 20 plus fantasy points in those games as well. Him and Justin Herbert are looking good now that he is back and healthy within this offense. Mike Williams being back, Josh Palmer, the whole offense is starting to roll, and Keenan Allen has been a major benefactor from that. The Titans defense that he's facing, bottom 10 in passing touchdown rate, in yards per pass, in yards per completion. With the amount of volume that he is just going to get here in this offense at $6,800, I am very happy to be able to pay him off. And someone that, if you did like a Derrick Henry, might not be a bad opposite side of that game to be able to come back with. So love me some Keenan Allen here in this offense.
Yep. I was trying to fit him into my lineup. So I went another direction, but I like him a lot. If you can find a way to get him in there at $6,800, you like that.
All right. A couple of other wide receivers that we like this week include Zay Jones at $4,900 taking on Dallas. Chris Godwin, $6,700 against Cincy. Garrett Wilson at $6,000 against Detroit. Obviously, Nico Collins, if he plays, doesn't sound like he will, but if he does, $4,300 against Kansas City, we like. And Deontay Johnson at $5,100 against Carolina with that safe floor that he has. All right. Let's talk about some tight ends here to close this out. Mike, Dalton Schultz has been fantastic since coming back from injury. He has looked great. Only $4,400 again this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, he was the number 3 scoring fantasy tight end last year. And in games with Dak Prescott starting this year, he's the number 3 scoring fantasy tight end, right? So he's kind of picked up where he left off. He just had that long wave there where he was hurt and Dak was out.
PCL but stretch.
Otherwise,
yeah,
he's been fine. Season highs in targets and receiving yards with 87 last week. And by the way, a 20% target share with Dak this season, 6.8 per game. He was at 15% last year. So the target share's up. The offensive volume is down a little bit, but all in all, again, the fantasy production has been there. Jags, really bad against tight ends as of late. 100 plus yards and a touchdown and 28 or more fantasy points allowed to tight ends in 3 of their last 4 games. That's a lot. 28 points to tight ends, 3 of your last 4 games. That includes the Titans last week. They've allowed the highest yards per target to the position, the third most yards to the position this season. And again, a lot of that has come over the last month. So Schultz, great matchup, lots of volume, big part of this Dallas offense. And Dallas offense just can't stop scoring touchdowns.
Nope.
It's like 4 plus every week. It's unreal.
I feel like this is obviously oversimplifying, but it's not crazy to think that the last week the Titans ran the ball and threw it to Chigokunkwo a whole bunch. And it feels like the Dallas Cowboys could come in here and run the ball. And Dalton Schultz is a really great play at $4,400. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't like the pass catchers, but it could look very similar to what last week looked like.
No doubt. He's only $4,400. It's a good price.
So cheap.
He's the 5th price tight end at only $4,400. It's just like Kelsey and then, you know, Andrews down a tier, and then it's everyone else.
And then everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, another tight end I at least like as well, Greg Dulcich. You talked about how bad the Jaguars against tight ends. The Arizona Cardinals are even worse against tight ends.
They sure are.
He is the 9th priced tight end on this slate. Again, it's a short slate because there are Saturday games involved here too. So, but only $3,600. Greg Dulcich was pretty fantastic to start the season. His first three games were really great, double-digit fantasy points, and then he sort of hit a little bit of a lull. And he's sort of come on here towards the second half of this season, and I look at him in this role. 8 targets in back-to-back games. No Cortland Sutton this week. I understand that Brett Rypien is going to be under center. I think I would be a little higher if Russell Wilson, maybe not higher, but like I would be a little more excited if Russell Wilson was under center. But he's someone that's going to continue to get utilized in this offense because other than Jerry Jeudy, he's like the number two guy. There's no other wide receiver that's really stepped up for that role.
That's exactly right. He's not really lining up in line. He's going to line up in the slot. Like he's their number two wide receiver right now.
Right.
So there's no doubt about it. The target volume should be there for
$3,600
and the matchup.
If you can't get someone like Dalton Schultz in a cheaper price to be able to go, we also like a couple other players. You already said him, like Tyler Conklin, $3,100. If you need a cheap tight end against the Detroit Lions, great way to go. Evan Engram after a
how did he do last week?
Yeah, I think he was the number one overall fantasy player last week.
He was not just tight end.
No,
not
number one overall.
Are we including quarterbacks?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
What a week.
$3,800 against Dallas, and then Kate Otten, $2,900 against Cincinnati, if you like him there as well.
I do.
We have now reached the time of the show, Mike, where you're going to give me a head-to-head lineup. You've already officially won the season, the regular season.
Oh, okay.
Being up 10-4. Like but why don't you give us your head-to-head lineup here with some of those big-named guys you had.
Yeah, we're going to get back on track here. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback again. I'm going to pay up for him. You could pay down for Mike White if you want, which you're going to do and put together a pretty nice lineup, but you don't have to. You can pay up for Hurts this week. Running backs, James Conner, Latavius Murray, and Derrick Henry. I'm going to use 3 running backs. Go with Henry in the flex. I love Murray at 5,100. It's just too low. And Conner, I mean, he's been top 5 basically, you know, since he's been back and fully healthy. He's been awesome.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to save a little receiver, I can get Chris Godwin in there, which is fantastic. He's going to get a lot of volume. Elijah Moore, Zay Jones are obviously cheaper options. Zay's been awesome as well. Dalton Schultz at tight end. And then punting Tennessee. That's an interesting one. I have Henry. This is something you do in tournaments, right? The defense with the running back that just worked out that way. If they're competitive with the Chargers and can run the ball and maybe force a couple turnovers, that could work out. If not, 2,200.
The reason why we do that in tournaments, Mike, if there's just a really heavy ground game, if you're talking about ground control, you would think that the defense would be on the field less. So hopefully a low scoring game just in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah, teams run more when they're ahead, right? You always hear them stats like when they run for 100, they have a really good record. That's because of game script.
Yep.
Every time.
All right, let's talk about my head-to-head lineup, even though you made fun of starting Mike White.
I didn't make fun of it.
You just said if you want to pay down, you can.
You can.
I'm going to try to do it here. I'm going to set a tournament lineup, by the way, the same way that Al usually does with a double stack, a comeback, and a secondary stack.
I see it.
So I got Mike White at $5,400 with Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore. My comeback there is Amon-Ra St. Brown at $7,800. I've got Derrick Henry at 8K with my secondary stack being Keenan Allen in the flex, $6,800. My second running back is Isaiah Pacheco at $5,900 with Greg Dulcich at tight end. And then I didn't really know where to go with defense. Honestly, I'm going to keep going back and forth and looking at what I have, but I like Atlanta taking on, like, listen, Andy Dalton throws interceptions.
He might throw 4 this week.
And,
why not?
And so why not go with the Atlanta Falcons? We'll see what happens.
Last month in the NFL, who is allowing the fewest fantasy points to wide receivers?
The Atlanta Falcons. I knew that.
Trending up. They're going the right way.
Big deal. All right. And like we said, Kyle Soppe filled in for Al Zeidenfeld this week, wrote the Best Buys column for ESPN Plus. So go check that out. Kyle's lineup, because we want to throw it out there, give him a shout out. He's got Justin Herbert, $7,200 with Mike Williams as his wide receiver there. His running backs, Miles Sanders and Isaiah Pacheco. Christian Kirk, Chris Olave, I already said Mike Williams. He's got Chig Okonkwo and Michael Gallup, $4,500, and going with the Jets defense. The Jets defense against my Detroit Lions.
Paying up against the Lions offense, bold move.
Wow.
That's a tournament-only move right there.
I went out of my way to make sure Kyle got his lineup right online, and he is starting the Jets against
He can't hear us, so you could just say lots of negative stuff right now.
What a jerk. We love Kyle Soppe. He works so freaking hard for us. All right. For Mike and Al, who is not here, but hopefully we need a bunch of money. And for Kyle, we want to say thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hopefully you'll hang out and do more DFS. We love you guys. Don't forget to love each other. Be kind to yourself. Good luck here in week 15, and we will see you next week.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft. begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.